2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three! Cougars by 20!
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts,
Mitch Harper and Matt Maimonte. On your legacy home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
All right, welcome back in to Cougar Sports Saturday. Hour number three rolling along. Big thanks to all of our guests today. Dave McCann of KSL 5 TV. Brett McMurphy, college football insider from Watch Stadium, and also Gennaro Guilford, BYU cornerbacks coach. If you missed any of those interviews, go to our podcast feed on kslsports.com. Subscribe, leave a rating and a review. Helps out the show a ton. So big topic today has definitely been the conference-only landscape that we're seeing the shift go to in college football and where BYU fits in all of it. And we asked you the question, what's the outcome? What's the likely outcome going to be for college football this season and BYU football? 50% of you in the votes, you can keep voting it on Twitter at KSL Sports. 50% of you are saying a canceled season. Are you in agreement with them, Matt? Are you thinking it's going to be canceled?
Yeah, I think it's going to be canceled right now just based on the trajectory of what's going to happen. But I think the silver lining in all of this is there's still time. And if everyone in America can mask up and take the necessary precautions, social distance, wash your hands, all things we've been hearing for months and months and months, there's still ample time to reverse the upward trend that we've seen these last, week or two. You know, it's probably been a couple more weeks than that, but there's still time to reverse that. And then that would allow, you know, maybe only a couple weeks are canceled and then we can resume mid-September. There's still time. And so that gives me some hope, but I just haven't seen any positive trends in so long that I have a hard time seeing it happening right now.
Yeah, time is definitely running out. And hopefully, you know, college football can take place because, you know, right now BYU still got seven games on the schedule for 2020. The first scheduled game is October 2nd. The first four games have been wiped out because of the Big Ten and Pac-12 announcing they're going to a conference-only schedule. And BYU being an independent, Matt, in this situation where they're not like Notre Dame and they don't have the ACC connection to fall back on, BYU is kind of in this no-man's land where they're a far greater program than the likes of Liberty, UConn, New Mexico State, even Army. But at the same time, like they're not nowhere near the stature of a Notre Dame. So they're like in this in-between where the Power Fives like playing them in one-off situations, but they don't want to be married to them. So it begs the question, Matt, I mean, is this going to be an indictment, you think, on independence where BYU has a harsh reality of looking at going back to a Group of Five league in the future? Or do you think that they end up just staying the course despite this pandemic, whether there's a season or not? What do you think is going to happen with independence going forward?
I think it will be an indictment, but I don't think it should be, Mitch, because this is a pandemic. It can't be planned for. If this didn't happen, everyone would be saying, what an amazing schedule. You got Missouri coming October. You're going to Palo Alto to play Stanford in November. You've got Michigan State and Minnesota and Arizona State on the schedule. I mean, if the pandemic wasn't there, would anyone say anything negative about the schedule? No. Everyone would be praising Tom Homo and BYU for playing this incredibly difficult and well-balanced schedule. And so I'm not going to blame the pandemic and say independence isn't viable because of the pandemic hit. I think this is a terrible circumstance that, unfortunately, it hits independent teams hardest. But I don't think that means independence hasn't been working or that it can't work. It just, in this type of situation, of course it's not going to work and it's going to make things harder.
Yeah, the worst outcome for BYU would be that all the conferences go to conference only, and the independent programs that I mentioned, New Mexico State, UConn, Liberty, they don't look at this, UMass, they don't look at this as a, playing the independents only. They don't look at it and say that's financially worthwhile. Because remember, a lot of those programs are on the East Coast. So you're talking about cross-country travel for games between BYU and Liberty. Like, Liberty, I think, would throw down the money because they got a lot of financial resources as them being a faith-based institution as well. So I think they're committed to doing it if need be. But UMass, UConn, I just struggle to picture those schools looking at, you know, cross-country travel between BYU and their hometowns as being worthwhile for a season that will ultimately mean nothing because they don't have many TV dollars hitched to their programs. BYU's TV situation isn't great terms of financially, but it's just I think BYU wants to have a season take place. They don't want to have a whole year that goes by the wayside and everyone else in college football that's in a league is playing. That would just be bad optics for BYU. So I almost think that the poll that we had on our Twitter account, it's fans are thinking it's going to be canceled, but I think they're also hoping because that might be the only way that BYU gets excused from a potential situation where they're playing no games at all.
I will say this. If there's ever a year for Notre Dame to do the right thing and honor the contract, it is this year. Just because the ACC will help you out doesn't mean you have to go to them to fill all the games. They can fit BYU in, and they should fit BYU in if college football is played. And that resolves one of their open spots, and then they can use the ACC to fill the rest. But they should and absolutely need to give BYU that game. And I don't care if it's in Provo, though it can't be in South Bend. It's either Provo or neutral. But that game needs to be played this season, Mitch, if college football is played. Because Notre Dame, it's not even we need to do you a favor. They signed a contract. That game needs to be played, and now is a better time than ever to play that game.
That's a great point because, you know, thinking about that Notre Dame series, remember it was originally back in 2010 a 6-game series. It's now been consolidated down to 3 games, but also within that contract, the games had to be played by the year 2020. And it's been BYU's kind of been open-ended with that, allowing Notre Dame the time necessary because in between since 2010 to now, Notre Dame's been affiliated with the ACC where they play 5 or 6 games a year with that conference, and that's why we haven't seen the game played. And I think also, too, Matt, the issue is that Notre Dame just flat out doesn't want to play in Provo, and they want the game to potentially turn into a Shamrock Series game where they control the tickets, they control the revenue, and it's their TV partner. So play it in Vegas as a Shamrock Series game, and it's an NBC game, and they're getting all the revenue. It's like, no, BYU deserves the revenue.
Yep.
BYU deserves the primary share of the ticket sales. I mean, you play that thing in Vegas, and BYU fans will pack the house for a BYU-Notre Dame game. I mean, assuming that they could actually show up. And, you know, in a normal situation in college football without a pandemic, BYU fans would pack it. But in a pandemic, I don't know what that looks like. But, Notre Dame and BYU, if a season happens, Notre Dame should definitely fulfill that game because it's a joke that BYU's had to wait this long for the Irish to even, you know, consider it. It's almost feeling like Notre Dame's just kind of wanted it to be dangling out there still. And for BYU, it's like, we'll either get paid because they're not fulfilling the contract or play the actual game. So hopefully, if we do see college football, Notre Dame just mans up and actually plays this game, and they play it preferably out in Provo.
Yeah, and you mentioned Vegas. That would be a great place for that game to be played if they don't want to play in Provo, and if it's a no-fans thing, I'm all for that. You know what? There is a game. We talked about this in the first segment. Go back and listen if you want to on the podcast feed. So many games have been impacted by this. There is one game. It's not against a great opponent, but it does interest me tremendously, and that is UNLV has a vacancy in their opening game. Cal was going to visit a new Allegiant Stadium. That's gone. That's canceled. That would be a sweet opening kickoff game. Now, I know it's not the opponent you want, and of course Alabama would be much better because they have a vacancy as well, but if BYU could get UNLV in Allegiant Stadium to start the season, that would be cool, Mitch.
No doubt. And that's, again, why I feel like the Mountain West Conference needs to have some common sense here when it comes right. to BYU and not look at BYU as this, oh, they left us high and dry for independence. We're going to, you know, make sure to bury them even further into the ground. It's like, no, let's have some quality football games, because at the end of the day, Mountain West Conference, no one's watching your product. BYU, whether they're good, whether they're bad, you're going to bring eyeballs to the TV set because, one, BYU's got a huge fan base, and two, they got a lot of people that hate their program as well, so they bring those eyeballs to their broadcast as well. So for the Mountain West Conference, who's starting up a new TV deal with Fox Sports, I would think you would want BYU to be playing your teams because they're going to bring you extra ratings. They're going to bring viewership that you just, quite frankly, don't see outside of Boise State. That's the only program in that league that still gets viewership. Everyone else, they're pretty much playing on Facebook these days. So if you're the Mountain West Conference, just kind of look past the whole what happened 10 years ago. I mean, that's almost ancient history now, what happened 10 years ago. Look ahead to the future and try to get a football season to happen amid a pandemic. It makes too much sense for these yeah. programs to not align themselves for at least 1 year and make this thing happen, because regionally you can limit the travel, you can kind of keep it in check, and you can just follow the protocols necessary and kind of have a joint agreement to where you're all adhering to the same rules and regulations to make sure players are safe amid this pandemic. So it just makes too much sense, especially with the Pac-12 going to that conference-only slate and how many games in the Mountain West Conference were impacted by that decision. BYU and the Mountain West should join up and join forces this year to make a schedule happen.
And I'm looking at the vacancies, and I can come to a 12-game schedule pretty easily here. You start out at UNLV. In the second week, New Mexico got their game dumped by USC. You play New Mexico. Week three, maybe you can squeeze in, maybe you move that Utah State game because they've got some vacancies with Washington and Washington State. So maybe you squeeze that in. You can probably get Hawaii in there somewhere as well and then throw in a UConn or Liberty, and boom, you're at 12.
Yeah, I mean, and there's great storylines. I mean, look, I'm not going to be an advocate for BYU to ever go back to the Mountain West Conference.
Me neither.
There's a ton of history there. I mean, you can't ignore that. I mean, the history between BYU and those teams in the Mountain West Conference, there's a great games that have been played. There's great storylines to be had, and as a viewer and someone who loves college football, I'm in. I'm down for that. Yeah, I'd rather see BYU play Michigan State and play Minnesota, but in this situation, sign me up for a Mountain West Conference schedule. I just want football. Dang
yep.
it! I'll take BYU and Dixie State a couple times.
Yeah,
I don't
same.
Care at this point. I just want BYU to play, because the thing is, Matt, is that this BYU football program, it felt like they've invested so much in youth, so much in the ups and downs that come with one playing the youth and also having an inexperienced coaching staff, that now you're to the point of the Kalani Sitake regime and a new contract extension that you need to start seeing a payoff. And it's just that you're just derailing any sort of progress. And I know it happens everywhere in the country where we might not see college football, but dang it, I want to see what this team can be. Regardless of who the opponent is, I just want to see what they're potentially capable of. And I think the Mountain West would be a good barometer to kind of mesh, see where they stack up and see if they can actually, you know, dominate those teams like yesteryear back in the day when they were in the heyday. So
yep.
I think it would be a great situation for all parties involved if the Mountain West and BYU came to some sort of agreement and made that happen.
I'm with you. I don't want to go back to the Mountain West, but I wouldn't be opposed to a five-game kind of, you know, Notre
yeah.
Dame situation in the Mountain West, because you look at the schedule. I left out Wyoming. You could, I mean, right now you can go UNLV, New Mexico, Wyoming, 1, 2, 3. They all have vacancies in those weeks, and boom, you're at 10 games. So it's like I'm with you. I would totally be down for that.
And if it was something where the Mountain West Conference said, hey, if we're going to do this, we need to have it maybe for multiple years. Okay, let's do that.
Because totally. I mean,
even though BYU's not desperate for games anymore, like BYU with scheduling, it's gone very well. Like I remember 10 years ago, the narrative nationally was, how are they going to get games? And now that's not even a thought. Like BYU gets great games throughout the entire calendar year. I mean, it's the issue still is November, which is a problem because you don't want to see Liberties all the time. But that's now improving, too. This year's November slate was awesome.
It was awesome.
With Boise State and Stanford. And it just – this was truly – you were starting to see the payoffs of all the long grind of independence. It was coming with this schedule. And then it just gets blown up in 2 days. And that's what's so frustrating about this whole ordeal. And I think everyone understands where we're at as a society and with the global pandemic. But dang it, I mean, I want to see what this team could potentially be. And hopefully the Mountain West and BYU can make something happen.
One more segment to go. We'll wrap up this discussion and check in on the poll of the day after this break. Stay with us here. One more to go. Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.